The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. It's August, and as we approach the most intense period of the hurricane season, a lot of us are thinking, how warm are the waters out in the Atlantic and the Caribbean? How much fuel is out there for hurricanes to feed on? What most of us don't know is that the ocean waters here have an unusual feature that can actually help hurricanes fuel up. We're learning more about that now thanks to researchers like Jonna Rudson at the University of Miami. Rudson is a postdoctoral associate at UM's Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science. She spoke with me from our studios in Key West. Jonna, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Tim.
The key term in your dissertation is something called the Amazon Orinoco plume. Tell us what that is and what it does to the waters of the Caribbean.
This plume is a freshwater discharge coming off of the Amazon and Orinoco rivers in the northeastern part of South America and travels up into the Caribbean at the maximum part of the Atlantic hurricane season. There is some studies about this plume, but none of them really went into that air-sea interface and looked at how this feature would affect hurricanes and the transfer of heat into hurricanes.
And as you explain it, that unusual injection of fresh water into the Caribbean does allow hurricanes to soak up more heat.
This plume creates this freshwater lens on top of the ocean. The lens creates the separation or barrier between the sea surface, which is very warm at this time of year, and the cooler waters below the sea surface. And so, like if you were trying to mix oil and vinegar, it reduces the efficiency for mixing that cooler water up into the sea surface when a hurricane or a strong wind event would to come over. And this is important because everybody hears about how sea surface temperature is directly correlated to hurricane intensity.
Your research benefited from some very cool new sensor technology, right? As well as a trip on one of the federal government's Hurricane Hunter planes.
Yes, I'm very fortunate. We deploy these special instruments that measure temperature and salinity and current velocities. And you drop them out of the Hurricane Hunter planes around 8,000 feet. The instrument descends into the ocean, and the data is transmitted through radio frequency to the aircraft. It really gave me a close look at this plume and what the barrier layer looked like.
You're a conch. You're a native of Key West, and you're talking to me from there now. Did your upbringing down there motivate you to go into this work in the first place?
Yes. I was born in Key West. I was raised in Marathon and then in Layton. And my dad was a charter boat captain. And I was always out on the ocean. And then being hit with several hurricanes, I mean, Hurricane George is from 1998. We had to move houses. I mean, I was 8 years old. All of my stuff was sogging wet. The roof was partially open, just kind of when you come back and you're like, ugh. But instead of instilling fear, I was just very intrigued and wanting to understand why things are the way that they are in the ocean. And then I was able to go up into my first hurricane, Hurricane Edouard, in 2014, which was something I've always wanted to do when I was a little kid.
Your work on the Amazon Orinoco plume and how it helps strengthen Caribbean hurricanes just won the Barrett Prize from the University of Miami's Institute for Advanced Study of the Americas. Do you feel your research will benefit the hemisphere?
It's another, bad news scenario, but it's a start to try to understand another complexity of what affects hurricane intensity that hasn't been looked at before. And, of course, impact the very poverty-stricken countries of the region and also the United States.
Thanks again, Jonna.
Thanks, Tim.
Jonna Rudson is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Miami's Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.